Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare success and prosperity. I decree and declare health and restoration. I decree and declare right connections with right opportunities. I decree and declare good health. I decree and declare family blessings. I decree and declare restoration. I decree and declare finances. I decree and declare money-making ideas. Money-making ideas. I decree and declare real estate opportunities. Doors of opportunities open up. I decree and declare, love connection. I decree and declare praying for enemies. I decree and declare praying for right connections. Open up the line, amen, so we can speak in our heavenly language.
Amen. Moderator, can you please open up the line? Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
We thank and praise your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus, oh God, hallelujah, we thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. 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 We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank Thank you, Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, we bless you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you,
Jesus. And hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord God, for the newness every day.
Hallelujah.
For the newness every day. I thank you, Father God, for the newness every day.
No.
I thank you, Father God, for the newness every day. Your word, the Bible, the gift of the Holy Spirit, clarity and wisdom. I thank you for loving and creating me. I thank you for your will and your building your kingdom. I thank you for Archbishop, Master Prophet Eben R. Jordan, and First Lady Deborah, Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I thank you for their vision of globalizing the prophetic, which we all are a part of. Give them extra strength in the season, Lord God. Thank you for their knowledge that they continue to share with us. Cover all, Father God, on the call, all the sitting, shut-in, Mother Myers, and Prophetess Aisha Cooper, and Prophetess Esther, Prophet Cynthia Dawson, Minister Bostic, all that shut-in, heal them totally. Giving them peace, Lord. Blow a fresh wind of peace on each family member represented on this call. Thank you for the leadership of the House of Zoe Ministries. I thank you for continue blessing the mothers of the house worldwide as they share life-giving wisdom with all of us worldwide. Thank you for the hedge of protection that you have over all of our children and everyone represented on this conference call. Thank you in advance for the provisions you send to California and St. Martin and Texas and Puerto Rico and all the other states that have been devastated. Thank you for giving them the means that they need. And thank you for strengthening the prophets in each one of those states and countries to minister to your people. All prayers going forth and after mine, I thank you in advance for honoring them all. Thank you for new connections and new contracts and creative businesses. Thank you for the Jordan legacy and all the legacies that's represented on this line. Thank you for total healing. Thank you for a sound mind and heart and incredible lungs. I love you, Father, in Jesus Christ's name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. And I thank you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercy, God, and for looking upon our hearts, God, and for making us stronger in you, O Lord. I thank you, God, for this great company of prophets who have come together again to raise up their voices, seeking you, Lord, seeking for you to hear our voices, God. Thank you, God, for your mercy, for your love and your loving kindness, God. Thank you for bringing us together again, God. And thank you for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah, who had the vision to allow us to have this prayer call, God. Thank you for the globalization of the prophetic ministry, God. Thank you for all of those that the Master Prophet is reaching, God. I ask you to strengthen him. Hold him up, Lord. Just strengthen him. Strengthen him. And strengthen his wife. And thank you, God, for your goodness and your grace. God, I ask you to remember each and every person on the line, God. God, lift up their heads in this season, Lord. Break any depression that might be amongst people, God. Heal those who are in need of healing. We thank you for your healing virtue that is flowing right now. Thank you, God, for the covering that you're placing over us, God. Thank you, God, for your love and your grace and how you provide for us on a daily basis, God. Thank you for what you give us and your supplies, God. Thank you, God, for looking upon the homeless, oh God, in this season. Bless them with a place to live, oh God. Bless them with shelter, Lord. Bless your elderly people, God, especially those in the nursing homes and hospitals, God. And all throughout this United States of America, God, touch your people. Touch your people, God. God, I ask you to also remember my family during this holiday season, God. Let them be able to get along with each other, God. And let there be peace, peace and unity, God. And thank you for your grace and your mercy again, God. I just thank you for that. Bless each and every prophet and prophetess on the line, God. Bless their families. Bless them in their going and their coming. Bless their hands, the works of their hands. Bless their finances, God. Multiply their finances, oh God. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. And I thank you for my healing, God. I thank you for your healing virtue. And I love you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you and lift your name on high, even on this morning. We thank you for this new day, even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for every life here on the line, even now. We thank you for all of the families, anyone connected to this lifeline, even now, Father God. We thank you and lift them up, Father God. Father, thank you for ordering our steps even now. We thank you for life. We thank you for love and happiness, Father God. We thank you for divine healing even now, Father God. Father God, allow your healing touch to touch each and every one of us, Father God, whether it's emotionally or physically, Father God. Father God, cover us with your healing touch even now, Father God. We thank you for your protective angels that watch over us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for safe travels as we come and as we go, Father God. We thank you for our children and our elders even now, Father God. Touch their minds and their spirits even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for growth, Father God. We thank you for right partnerships even now, Father God. We thank you for help, Father God. We'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, Father God. I love you, Lord. Amen and amen.
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give ye rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Father God, we thank you for a place that we can find rest. We can find rest in you, Father God. We can find rest in your bosom, Father God. We can find rest in your word, Father God. We bless your name, Father God. We release anything that's unlike you in out of our lives and into your hands, Father God. We continue to hold up those who need your help, your assistance, your guidance in this hour, Father God. Everyone that is connected here on this line, Father God, standing for themselves or in proxy of family or even friends, Father God, we're touching and agreeing, Father God, for restoration, Father God. Anything that was lost, anything that was taken in any which way, shape, or form, Father God, we thank you for it. Restoration is now, Father God. We're trusting and believing. Anyone needing healing, Father God, we're standing in proxy, for we know that healing comes through you, for you were wounded for our transgressions, Father God, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement is upon you, and by your stripes we are healed, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father God, that guides us, that you were able to leave here for us for guidance, covering. We thank you for peace in the families right now, mother and daughter, father and son, unity, community, Father God, bringing all this to one, Father God. We thank you for new ideas, Father God, hallelujah, and awakening in our mind, in our consciousness, Father God. Thank you for visiting us in our dreams, Father God, and help us to remember these, Father God, these ideas, these money-making creative ideas that can bless a community. Father God, any evil thing, person trying to come against us, Father God, we rebuke them and cancel them in Jesus' name, Father God. Thank you for covering and protecting us. Thank you for waking up our discerning eyes so that we know who is laboring among us, Father God. Thank you for life. Thank you for our hands, Father God. We can praise you. We can create with them. For the teaching, Father God, even through Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Jordan, that gives us awareness and that gives us growth, Father God, in this hour. Thank you for a faith here to pray together. Thank you, God, for Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Father God. Continue restoration, restoration, healing, healing, healing. Thank you for Prophetess Jackie Jeffries and covering her family and everyone in that fire, Father God, that they live, they live, they live. We thank you, God, for the word of the prophet said that there would be a fire, but no one would be harmed. We thank you, God, for keeping your word. Thank you for Brother Tony Humphrey, Father God. We thank you for strengthening him. Brother Najee Young, Father God. We rebuke their addiction, Father God, for him and anybody else connected on this line. Prophetess Regina and Alvin Turner, Father God, continue restoration in all things that they do. Ronald Blake, any evil person around him trying to take his house, Father God, we cancel them and we rebuke them in the name of Jesus, Father God. We bless your name. We thank you for all things being in divine order. We give your name the praise, Father God. We love you, we love you, we love you, Father God. We thank you. Thank you for you have made us and not we ourselves, Father God. We bless your name. We bow down to you. And we walk in victory. We walk in victory. It's already done. Amen and amen.
Prophet Michael.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus, God, we thank you tonight for this time of gathering. We thank you, Lord God, for just this great time of grace and mercy, Father, that you've caught us to pray, God. Father, I thank you for success and prosperity. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the company of prophets. I thank you for Master Prophet Ebenezer Jordan and Prophetess Deborah Jordan. And I thank you, Lord God, for leading them in the way that you'd want them to be. And I thank you, Lord God, even for the prophetess, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for giving us vision, giving us insight, Lord God, and giving us, Lord God, help us to even to prophesy more clearly and more accurately, Lord God. Carry us to a different level, God, I pray. Father, pray, bless the fledgings, Lord God. Bless those, Lord God, that are connected even with and the power of prophecy, zone ministries, Lord God. And we pray for those that may need healing in their body, Lord God, who may be sick, that are connected, God. But we pray, Lord God, you heal them in their mind, their spirit, and also their physical body. We pray, Lord God, either through supernatural or through the doctor or whichever way is your, whatever, according to your will, God, we pray, Lord God, make a way, Heavenly Father, for them in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, and in the name of Jesus also for those that may need a job or occupation or anything like that, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, for open a door for them, Lord God. So you said it's good that man should work, and so for so we could give. But also even for the woman, Lord God, that may need a job, we pray, Lord God, open doors for them too, God, if they need a job too, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for success, prosperity. We give you all praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' mighty and powerful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, Father God. We want to thank you, oh God, and we want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, for ordering our step, oh God. And God, we thank you for the word of the Lord is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing us under of souls and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thought and intents of the heart. Oh, God, we want to thank you, Lord, and we want to thank you, God, again for this holiday of Thanksgiving that's coming, God. We want to thank you, God, for peace that surrounds all the family members, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for joy and happiness, oh, God, that's around, going to be around us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for abundance blessings on this earth which we live, and great harvest, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for providing us all our needs, all the things we need, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for blessing those who labor in the field, God. Oh God, may we ever rejoice in great goodness to us come, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for helping us to not forget all the benefits, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, for a good land in which we live, oh, God. And on this Thanksgiving Day, oh, God, we thank you, God, for our foods, God. We thank you, God, that we eat. We thank you, God, for the schools and books, oh, God, that you give us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the churches, many churches that you have all over the world, dear Lord. And God, we thank you, God, that truly, God, we thank you, God, for you, God, for being our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, oh God. And God, thank you, God, and bless you, oh God, our soul, God. And God, thank you, God, for blessing all things within us, oh God, in your precious mighty name, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for this, for traveling mercies, oh God. We thank you, God, for protection as we travel by air, land, or sea, and keeping us safe, oh God, and guiding us wherever we may be. We thank you, God, for protecting us from accidents and keeping us from harm to body and soul and supporting us with your grace, oh God. We thank you, God, that we are mindful, God, of your presence and your love in our lives, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for bringing us safe and sound each and every day, oh God. And God, thank you, God, for being a hope amongst all the communities, oh God, that was affected by the storm, God. God, thank you, God, for granting them safety, God. And thank you, God, for giving them unshakable peace, dear Lord. And God, thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding all the sick and shedding, God. God, you know the names that was on the list, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for healing them, God. We want to thank you, God, for healing reports that you have been doing, God. We want to thank you, God, for your miracles, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for that. We want to thank you, God, for this midnight cry and giving us the opportunity to come together in unity and pray, God, in your name, Jesus. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for protecting us, oh God, your hedge of protection over us and our children and our loved ones all around us, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for a favor in finance, God. And we want to thank you, God, for favor, bills, giving us favor, bills is paid in full, a debt cancellation, oh God. God, we want to thank you, God, for promotions, God, giving us new jobs, another job, God. We want to thank you, God, for new money coming our way, dear Lord. We want to thank you, God, for peace, oh God, that passes all understanding, Jesus. We want to thank you, God, for teaching us how to profit, dear Lord. And we want to thank you, God, for our health and strength and giving us wisdom and knowledge, oh God, to push through this season of abundance, oh God. We thank you, dear Lord. And we thank you, God, for letting us demonstrate your glory, Jesus, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for being our strong tower to all those who trust in you, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for that, dear Lord. And we want to thank you, God, for our leaders. We want to thank you, God, for our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, their children and all their grands and loved ones through generations, and all our children, God, through third generation, through fourth generations, God. Thank you, God, for them, Jesus, oh God. And we thank you, God, for all the leaders all over the world, God. Thank you, God, for blessing their lives and the lives of your people, God. Thank you, God, for peace in their homes, oh, God. Thank you, God, that whoever form against us shall not prosper, dear Lord. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned, oh, God. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters, oh, God. And thank you, Lord, that anyone has tried or tried to attempt any wicked plot against us, God. Thank you, God, for letting them fall in their own nest. We want to thank you, Jesus, in your precious, mighty, and merciful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, our rock. In you we trust. You're our shield and the horn of our salvation, our high tower and our refuge, our Savior. You save us from violence. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence cover the mouth of the wicked. Violence shall no more be heard in our land, wasting nor destruction within our borders. But thou shalt call our walls salvation and our gates praise. We thank you, Lord, that you restore that which has been violently taken away. The thing which has been deceitfully gotten is restored. For the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But you come to bring life, and that more abundantly. And we decree and declare life unto your people. Life, new life in relationship, new life in marriages, new life in relationships with our family members, new life, Lord God, in our areas of dormanted gifts, unused talents. We breathe upon these talents, new life by your Spirit. We thank you, God, for grace and restoration and repair unto your people. Healing is the children's bread. For you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Therefore, we rebuke the spirit of fear that was planted by the negative prognosis of the doctors. We rebuke and uproot fear that has been planted by criticisms and negative words spoken by individuals in our life, ungodly friends and relatives that have spoken negatively and have injured us. We uproot every fiery dart of the wicked. We quench it by faith, by the shield of faith, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the helmet of salvation. We thank you that our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We thank you that our loins are girded about with truth. We thank you, Lord God, for the sword of the Spirit, which is your word. We thank you, Lord God, that with the sword of the Spirit we sever the head of the boa constrictor. We sever, Rebosheta, the head of the witch and the warlock. We sever, Rebosheta, Marakabashata, every demonic force. And we dispatch our angels, Michael, archangels, and heavenly hosts to war against every power of darkness. Lord God, because you declared in your word that you would fight against those that fight against us. We decree and declare, God, according to your word, that when an enemy comes in, one way, they must flee seven. We thank you, Lord God, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Holy Spirit lifts up a standard against the enemy. We thank you, Lord God, for your power is present to quench every fiery dart. Your power is present to break and destroy every yoke of bondage. We reroute every negative prayer prayed and every negative word spoken against your people. And we decree and declare healing and breakthrough, restoration and repair, unity, even in the prophetic order, even in the house of Zoe. We bless our archbishop. We bless Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We bless our first family, and we speak strength unto them, covering them, Lord God, with your divine protection. We decree and declare, Lord God, that every family represented on this call receive healing in the families, healing in relationships, financial healing, physical healing, mental and emotional healing from stress and anxiety. We reroute every attack, and we decree and declare victory and breakthrough. We bless the works of our hands according to your word, and we decree and declare expansion, expansion, elevation, promotion, increase. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right, people of God, it's another day that we are blessed. Amen, and grateful for this opportunity to stand in the gap for the people of God. Once again, we are grateful for our Archbishop and Pastor, Prophetess Deborah Jordan, who has extended and opened this door of opportunity for us to come together in prayer. Amen. And if you are being blessed, amen, by this week where Archbishop has even opened up other hours of prayer, amen, as he is ministering under the power and unction of the Holy Ghost, we want you to show your appreciation and your gratitude. This is the week of Thanksgiving. Amen. Show your gratitude and your by giving thanks, by sowing your seed. I believe the seed of 111 is still the seed that has been requested. And also, if you have not done your first fruits of 2018, I tell you, you want to get that in the ground. Amen. And at this time, we want to open the door for announcements. Amen. Prophetess Barbara Tucker, can you do the announcements for us?
Yes, Prophetess Darlene. Don't forget, Saints, every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Bishop Jordan teaches a very powerful lesson, and he's reading from the book of the month, which is A Woman Called Adam. So you can join him and the company of prophets on this same call line, 515-604-9266, and join in. Become a part of the Book of the Month Club, and this will also open up the door to the Prophecology 2018 in February. Very important, and it's really good to read. Reading is really good for us to expand our knowledge, vocabulary, and so on. Then, of course, on Monday, I know we have 12 noon radio calls. And what is it, Mankate? No, that's on Friday. What's the name of this show that we have Monday at 12? Because there's Dev, it's not Pop Life, but it's another one.
Mankate Monday?
It is Mankate. Why do I hear Friday? Okay, so it is Mankate Monday. So join us and hear what the men are saying. Thus saith the Lord through the men's voice, and I know it gets powerful. And then join Prophet Joshua Jordan and the company of prophets back again at 8 o'clock. If you miss one of the services, you on the 9 a.m., he will be doing a recap, and he's very powerful with that. So, again, you have every day, Monday through actually Saturday, I believe, on the same conference line, 515-604-9266. Join us. With your ear, your presence, your spirit, and your seed even. Prophetess Darlene.
Oh, amen. Thank
forget,
you.
We come back again every night, 12 midnight. Yes, 12 midnight. Every night, the midnight cry. The midnight cry. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And I am seeing that some of you have stepped up and began to post the phone number on your Facebook page. Amen. We appreciate that. Remember that each of you have a sphere of influence, and use your influence for good. Use your influence to share about this prophetic midnight cry prayer call. Amen. And about the ministry, about what is going on at Zoe Ministries. If you are being blessed by this ministry, why wouldn't you tell somebody? Amen. Don't be a closet Christian. Everybody's coming out the closet, but the people of God. Amen. Step up. Step up. Amen. Step up. Let them know that the prophets are praying. Amen. Let them know that the prophets are praying and God is moving by his Spirit. God bless each of you. And thank you, Prophetess Joyce Hartley, for your faithfulness and stepping in and helping on the last couple of nights. We bless you in the name of the Lord. All right, people of God, thank you and have a great rest of the day. Peace.